With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. High up Punjabi reports on a cruise ship evacuation in Fiji.
30 passengers have been evacuated from a cruise ship that ran aground on a reef in Fiji. The MV Fiji Princess, operated by Blue Lagoon Cruises, ran aground near Manariki Island. The Fiji-based tourism company says in a statement that a preliminary investigation showed conditions were calm at the time of anchoring, but that a severe squall may have dragged the ship towards the reef. Manariki, the nearby island, was the scene of the 2000 movie Castaway, starring Tom Hanks. I'm Haya Punjwani.
Also at SRNnews.com, Iran state media says that Tehran has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal and instead wants a permanent end to the war. President Trump's ultimatum looms within hours, and it's still not clear exactly how it's going to shake out if Iran continues to maintain its current position. Correspondent Julie Walker reports after a harsh winter, Ukrainians are finding joy in releasing bats rescued during the war.
In Ukraine, life goes on despite the war, and that includes the annual releasing of the bats. Across the country, hundreds of bats, many rescued from war-torn areas, were set free Saturday at events marking the arrival of spring. At this nature park on the edge of Kyiv, children and volunteers delighted in watching bats fly into the night sky. Anastasia Volk, a volunteer at the Ukrainian Bat Rehabilitation Center, says preserving these endangered animals is crucial. All 28 bat species in Ukraine are protected due to declining populations. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 51 points this hour, the Nasdaq up by 65. More of these stories at SRNnews.com. A dubious honor for Mark Zuckerberg. Here's Michael Harrington.
Every year, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation puts out its Dirty Dozen list, 12 companies it blames for contributing to exploitation. This year, the list contains 11 companies and one man. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg has been named personally by the NCSC because it says, quote, under his leadership, Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp have become breeding grounds for child sexual abuse, grooming, sextortion, and sex trafficking. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lot of Christians are embracing artificial intelligence in their daily prayer and worship. That's causing some theologians concern. The Barna Group reports nearly a third of American adults trust spiritual advice from AI as much as advice from a pastor. And 4 in 10 practicing Christians say AI has helped them with prayer or Bible study in their personal lives. This is SRN News. And now with a midday Wall Street business report, here's Rich Thomason.
A subdued start to the day on Wall Street as traders return from a long holiday weekend. The financial markets remain on edge as the Mideast war grinds on. Finance ministers from 5 European Union member states are urging the bloc to introduce a windfall tax on energy companies as surging oil and gas prices raise inflation fears. Spain and Germany, Italy, Portugal, and Austria warn of market distortions linked to the Iran war. Early today, benchmark U.S. crude fell $1.40 to $110.14 per barrel. Brent crude, the international standard, lost 45 cents to $108.58 per barrel. Workers plan to halt their strike at a major U.S. meatpacking plant, the Swift Beef Plant in Greeley, Colorado, and resume negotiations. The strike began March 16th. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.